I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. What's it like to spend the first night in the United States as a refugee? Well, that's a question that an Italian photographer has spent some time thinking about and looking at. And his recent book, Refugee Hotel, is now the focus of an exhibit in New York. Bruce Wallace has a story.
Photographer Gabriella Stabila's closet in his Manhattan apartment holds an archive of his 6 years documenting refugees. Hard drives are piled on the top shelf. Below that are boxes with photo prints and Kodachrome slides. Stabila says that sometimes, when he's exhausted Netflix, he'll throw a tray of slides into a projector and look through old photos. He says he always finds surprises.
Well, see, this is a cool image, right? Where you have, like, a Cuban refugee, which is the woman in the doorway, talking to her, another member of her family, that had been resettled to the States earlier on. So you see, he looks much more American. He has, like, the cap, you know, the baseball cap and all that.
Other photos show other quiet moments. Burmese kids scrutinizing a Coca-Cola vending machine. A young Cuban refugee asleep in a chair. A man from Burundi gazing out an open door. These photos fill Stabila's recent book called Refugee Hotel. Some photos are also on display until December 22nd at the Bronx Documentary Center. The project started in 2006 when Stabila began going to hotels where some refugees spend their first night in America before traveling on to their final destinations. He photographed these brief moments of transition.
You could really feel the compassion and the fear, like the nostalgia, the uncertainties.
He also gathered stories. A Somalian family on its first night in the U.S. stands out.
These people that had a room like all the other refugees' families, but they were afraid of being left behind, and so they decided to spend the night in the hallway. They had a room, but they just didn't trust that people would remember them once the door was closed.
Amy Serre, who Stabila also photographed, did go into his room. He's a refugee from an ethnic minority in Myanmar. He didn't quite know what to make of the room.
We're scared to touch.
He says he and the guy he shared the room with were afraid to touch anything, and they weren't sure how to operate the shower. They figured it out, though.
We cleaned all the water, but, you know.
They cleaned up all the water and folded the towels back, just like they found them, he says. In the morning, they carefully made up the beds. Then Annie Sarah flew to Charlottesville, Virginia. His parents and brother joined him there a few months later. The International Rescue Committee, a major refugee organization, helps many people resettle in Charlottesville. Annie Sarah's brother, Annie Mu, says there was a kind of refugee lunch table at his high school.
We just taught different language. It's like amazing. Somebody from Iraq, somebody from Tibet or China or Burma or Thailand, you know. A lot of people sit together. Even we speak English, sometimes we have a confusing. What do you say? What do you say? Sometimes we make fun to each other language because it is so fun.
Gabriella Stabila visited Annie Mu and his family 2 years after documenting Annie Serre's first night in the U.S. He was with journalist Juliette Linderman, who gathered oral histories, which are paired with Stabila's photos in the book and exhibit. After spending so much time learning about the lives of refugees, Linderman and Stabila are conflicted about the prospects of resettlement. On the one hand, as Linderman says,
most everyone that I talked to was so grateful to be in the United States because they were finally in a place where, for the most part, they feel safe, right? They feel free from fear. You know, they don't have to be afraid that they're going to be forced to flee where they're living.
But Stabila says they also found deeper scars, and he wants to convey that.
I think we undervalue the difficulties, especially psychological and existential difficulties that arise when you're displaced. Because displacement is a wound that doesn't really heal that easily. Actually, I think that doesn't heal at all. And I was more interested in seeing how they deal with that.
Annie Serre tells me that he still finds it hard to describe his nationality. His parents and language are from Myanmar, but he's never been there. He spent most of his life in a refugee camp in Thailand, but he doesn't speak much Thai, and he still isn't fully comfortable calling himself American either. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.
You can see what that first night in America is like for refugees. We've got a slideshow of Stabile's powerful images at PRI.org. What's your story of arriving in America? We're collecting them, inspired by the South Asian American Digital Archives First Days Project. Share your first day's experience at PRI.org.